Blog Talk Radio.
Bubbly and brunch, and I hope that your vests are full, you are overflowing with the joy of the Lord. What a blessing it is to be here with you on All Sons and Daughters Day, and I hope that your praise is going up with a Shabbat praise, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Yeshua, from the throne of God, beholding, giving glory, God, to God, to Father God, God the Father, who is the creator of heaven and earth. I'm so glad to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, and I'm so refreshed by my Sabbath that I enjoyed yesterday. And I tell you, what a beautiful day it was yesterday. Awesome day it was. I mean, I tried my best to spend most of it outdoors before the rain. But either way, it was beautiful. It was really interesting to see the rain and the sun come out. And I tell you, I really enjoyed my Sabbath. And it was the peace that I needed. It was the rest that I needed, that I so enjoy with my family, and that I'm refreshed and renewed and here again to share more with you of the angel's food on today. And I just really wanted to come today to kind of exhort you and share some things with you that will give you a great head start to your work week. And many of you may have tomorrow off. That's a blessing. But I really see Monday through Friday as very serious days. Amen. And they're days that that are given to us by the Lord to work, the work of Him that sent us. Amen. And that work is precious and valuable, regardless of what you're doing, whether you're a housewife. We all are workers in some form. So I'm blessing and praising God for you. I'm praising and thanking God for this message that I hope will really encourage you, because truly it's my testimony on what the Lord has done and how it will be. Hopefully it is my testimony in what He's done and with how He brought me out. And I tell you, that's awesome how He's done that, and He's still doing it. But before I share this exhortation with you, I want to just share this passage of Scripture the Lord gave me before I came on air. And it comes from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, because I described my weekend as great peace. And I think that's the perfect word and experience we should have in honoring the Lord our Sabbath. Amen. Honoring the Sabbath. I mean, it was truly a day of peace. And it's like it ruled, you know, it really ruled. I was able to be still and know that He's God, and just enjoy the breeze, and just you know, enjoy God's, the weather, you know. The temperature was just right, you know, where the wind blew before the rains came. Even when the rains came, it was still beautiful, because I love the smell of the after rain. Amen. And being born in September in the constellation of Virgo, I'm very earthy, very earthy. And I love all things natural and things that speak of the earth. And now being born again, things of the spirit. So I'm blessing God for the time of my birth, and the time of your birth is very significant, and I hope that you will really get a revelation of that and understand how that is a major foundation of your spiritual identity, amen, and your new identity, amen, because the Word of God says we shall be called by a new name, amen, and He'll write names upon us. Glory be to God. But I just wanted to share that with you at the top of this broadcast, because truly peace is the thing that's going to rule, amen, and should be ruling our life. Everything that God does, He does on the foundation of peace. And if you're not flowing in that peace or experiencing that peace, that's because there's something that whatever it is that's causing that peace to be disturbed, it must be rebuked and dealt with from the root. Amen. And so I'm going to read to you Isaiah, the 9th chapter, because He gave me this, and it speaks divinely, and really is a rhema word for what's happening right now and what season we're in, which speaks to our what? Harvest. Amen. So I'm speaking to your harvest right now. This word and every word that I bring forth in this month until the new season, another season, will speak to your harvest. And I'm going to start at the second verse, where it says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shine. Amen. So, you know, Psalms 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comforts me. And this word from Isaiah is on the same line. And it goes on to say that upon them that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shine. Amen. And that light that has shined upon those who are in even my land, who live in the shadow of death, even have shadow of death on them because they're dead in trespasses and sin. And I don't say that as a condemnation. I say that because it's a reality of their soul, reality of their choices. And that's why it's so important for the gospel to be preached. That's why it's so important, if you are born again of the water and the spirit, that you really let the light of Christ, amen, his word, your life, be the light that is needed. Amen. As Jesus said, we're a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. Now, the scripture goes on to say that thou hast multiplied the nations and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. Amen. So my rejoicing, your rejoicing, amen, it should be according to who he is. Amen. And I hope you're experiencing him in the fullness, amen, of who he is. But also by how he's manifested himself to us, amen. And that's why it's so important to really have a authentic, genuine relationship with the Lord, amen, and with Father God, because we only can rejoice according to what we've seen, what we've heard of him, amen. And that's why I have a testimony. That's why you have a testimony, amen. And when we put our testimonies together and our praise together, hallelujah, there is a harvest. There will come a harvest. And that's the harvest of his abundant presence, amen, because he dwells in the praise of his people, amen. Now, I'm going to go on and continue to read what it says, where it says, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, amen, for the joy before thee, according to the joy of harvest, and as men. So we joy before the Lord according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, amen. And I tell you, that speaks of his reign. That speaks to our reward, our crown, amen. That speaks to the spoils of war. Hallelujah. That speaks to the spoils of war and fighting a good fight. Glory be to God. And it says, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the word of God says, and it is so true, we are anointed. I am anointed. Amen. He said, and that day shall the yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. And I tell you, this is a time where the yoke needs to break the burden. Amen. And the staff off his shoulders. Amen. That the anointing needs to break the rod of the oppressor. His oppressor, your oppressor, my oppressor, whatever is trying to oppress us, to keep us from praising God, keep us from showing forth the praise of God of him that sent us. Amen. It says, in the day of Midian, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, praise steals the avenger. It does. Amen. I want you to remember that. And I hope that you're going forth in praise. Amen. I hope you're giving him a sacrifice of praise, even when you don't feel like it. Amen. Because, the enemy does not know what God is doing. Man does not know what God is doing. Amen. Because it's spiritually discerned. And this is the time where the Lord is calling forth his mighty warriors. Amen. His warrior bride. Amen. And he's confusing the enemy. Amen. By our praise, amen, by confused noise, and our garments that's been rolled in blood, amen. He said, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government, hallelujah, the government shall be upon his shoulders, Amen. That means they'll look to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. They'll look to you. Amen. They'll look to me. Amen. For that guidance. Amen. For the answers. Amen. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. And so I wanted to read that because that's what he gave me. As we behold the new heavens and the new earth, as we behold the new civilization, amen. And I tell you, that is going to come by preaching, amen, amen. And I'm excited about that. And that's what the Lord said that we would do as being his anointed. He said, you shall preach deliverance to the captives, amen. And I tell you, Paul said it, St. Paul said it where he said, where's the disputer? Amen, of this world. Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Amen. Had not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Amen. And I tell you, I'm still praising God and thanking him for the Friday work day week wrap up, you know, work week wrap up, because that really, you know, gave me inspiration for this message for today, amen, and how he was telling me that he will take the wise in their own craftiness. Yes, he will, amen, and there's nothing new under the sun, amen. God created the serpent, amen. He knows what his end is going to be, amen, and so the danger of the believer is to straddle the fence. The danger of the believer, if you truly are saved, is to be eating from fruit, amen, and being of the world and employing and deploying worldly tactics to get the outcome that you say you want from God, amen. It said it had pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And glory, hallelujah, thank you, Father God, that through the foolishness of preaching, amen, I was saved, amen. I heard the gospel message by his witness, and I believed it, amen. And I tell you, when I heard the gospel for the first time and was converted and fully persuaded, that message that was preached to me by a witness who truly was his witness, was truly a disciple, that witness that was preaching the word of God through her conviction, amen, because she was living it, amen. And again, no, nobody's perfect, but I tell you, it's because I believed on the message. And even despite the messenger, amen, God, the message will still come forth, amen. And I love that about the gospel, that the word will do the work. The word would do the work, amen. And so all we have to do is just preach the word of God in the spirit, by the spirit, and let the cross, amen, let the cross of Christ, amen, do its thing, amen. So I'm excited that you've received that that blessing today, amen. And if you have not, today, it's the day of salvation. Amen. And I pray at this moment that you will receive the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior if you don't know him in a part of your sins. And all it takes is a moment for you to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you not only as my Savior to save me from my sins and from any situation that may be unfolding in the earth realm, but as my Lord. That means I put you first. Amen. I'll allow you to rule and reign in my life. I will allow you to lead and guide me. Amen. And upon that confession and that acceptance, I pray that he will fill you with the Holy Spirit, which he said he would. Amen. Which is the comforter. Amen. The comforter that will lead and guide you to all truth, that will teach you all things. Amen. By way of your relationship with him. Amen. And so I pray that today you do that. And if you've done that right now, amen, I welcome you to the household of faith. I welcome you to the throne of God, amen. And I pray that his presence and the seed of the word of God, which you hear, amen, which you receive will be planted on a good ground, a holy ground. And whatever deliverances that's needed, that God will quickly give you those deliverance and fill you, amen, with the light of his presence. Glory to God. Now, the thing that I wanted to share with you in helping you get a great start to your work week, and as you are workers, again, whether regardless of your vocation, your office, God is using you, amen, or you will be used by God, one or the other, amen. And I often say I'd rather him choose me and use me according to his will than him be me be an object, amen, of him expressing himself upon me only for his purpose, amen. Because, you know, when God just used you for his purpose and to get his will done and you're not in right standing with him, amen, you don't know him, that often is not a good thing, amen. The Lord used Pharaoh for his purpose, amen, and he spoke to a donkey, amen, but the donkey was still a donkey, amen. So it's real important for you to make sure that, you know, if God has used you in any way, amen, he uses you in his favor, amen, not in his wrath, amen. And such is our enemies, amen. Our enemies, his enemies, only come to make us strong, amen. And what's important is that you respond to those things that are presented according to the word of God, amen. And the thing that he was sharing with me about the new heavens and the new earth is that he wanted me to share the testimony of things that I've been through, and things that he's moved and give me victory where I live. Because whatever the devil's trying to do, he's always going to try to attack you where you work or where you live. And one thing that I used to deal with a lot in being a counselor is a lot of corrupt corporate politics, you know, workplace politics. Amen. And I tell you, I thank God for even being anointed, being in those positions, because had I not responded when I did, had it not been for people who were in positions that were honoring their position, who had the fear of God or just simply was abiding by their work ethics, amen, I probably would have been overtaken or there would have been injustice done. And I thank God for that. And I was just praising and thanking God as I look back on that. I'm like, Lord, you really gave me victory and did not allow the enemy and what he was trying to do to overtake me, because people know what they be doing. They do stuff deliberately. And one thing that the Lord had to teach me early on in developing my leadership and coming to leadership is that we must deal with things. We must deal with things from the top and at the root. Amen. I don't believe in shadow boxing. I don't have time to be pussyfooting around with unnecessary warfare. I need stuff to move. I need stuff to die or be removed. Amen. And that's what the word comes to do. Amen. And I'm thanking and praising God that he's done that. Amen. And I was just remembering when I was in those workplaces how things happened. And I, you know, a lot of could have really gotten me, you know, put in jail because, you know, people were stealing medication, you know, and you know, I we had to sign for the key. And the last person who had the key, you know, is responsible for whatever, whatever. And it was a situation where, I was the last person to have the key, and some medication came up missing, and I was looked at. And I'm like, you know, and, you know, but thank God, the root of it was dealt with, and they really found out what happened, and I was exonerated, you know, and, a lot of people who, come into the field of addiction studies. A lot of them are recovering themselves. And so, you know, when the issue was resolved, I wasn't really angry. I was grateful that God had exonerated me. And I really prayed for the person who did it because they were still wrestling with, you know, their deliverance in that area. And so I'm really praying for a lot of you. And that's what he told me this week. He was saying, sharing with me that he's really going to begin to deal with people who are employees and those of you and those of those who are in a positions of authority. Because even where I live at, there's been some things that for the past 6 years I've had to really stand against. That was deliberately an injustice against me. And I tell you, God has really moved. God has done a lot of changes in where I live at. And that's why I kind of mentioned and touched on it on Friday, because he's doing an awesome work here. And I really want to bring clarity to a lot of you who, whether you're in a house or wherever you live at, the enemy's going to manifest itself however he can. But I really want to just share my testimony on how God has been moving in this place, amen, against entities that are deliberately operating, amen. And again, yes, when it affects you, I have a right to my feelings. It ain't right to be angry. But I thank God for giving me the authority and the power to deal with it. And again, those who are in positions that responded, because the thing that the enemy wants is to try to keep you from being heard. Amen. Or try to the kingdom of darkness and its imps will purposely try to keep you from being helped, because he is the oppressor. Amen. And it's really sad. It's really sad. And I'm not one to get caught up in race. I'm not, because I believe the devil is the devil, whoever he manifests through, whoever he worked through, you know. But the majority, sadly, the majority of the people that I've had to deal with where I live at has been black people. It really has. And it's sad when you have to call the police, which I've had to do 2 and 3 times on certain people where I live at, because of the deliberate attempt to purposely not only attack me physically, but violate my personal space. And I'm sharing this with you because during that time that I had to continue to call the law in these deliberate attacks, even after filing complaints and making it known to management and nothing still being done, I had to come to the realization and even the manifestation of previous management, who God had to move, because, again, my cry and was not being heard, my complaint of not being violated and disrespected was not being heard, and escalated to the point where the person continued to do what they were doing, where I had to continue to call upon those in those positions and authority, and thank God they responded. And not only responded, but believed me. Amen. And I tell you, that's why I often tell you that a good name is better than choice silver and being who you're supposed to be, because my life speaks for itself. Amen. And I'm truly am a person of peace, and I believe in following peace with all men. I believe in loving my neighbor and myself, and because I live that, and the devil couldn't discredit me. Amen. But I said that to say that that during that time, it had got so horrific where this person who still lives here was actually putting himself in my presence. And I knew that I was being tracked or watched or whatever. And I didn't get caught up in all that. All I wanted to do, it wanted it to stop, expected it to stop. And the thing that I had to do, as I did before, is literally call the police. And God brought that thing to a head when the police officer came out, and I had in my hand the complaint that I had filed against this tenant previously to show that there was a previous complaint filed. And the police confronted the manager at the time and asked about the person's apartment number, and the manager refused to give the police the apartment number. And I tell you, I'll never forget that moment, because it became real. It manifested what was really happening. I said, okay, Lord. And he began to see it. He saw it at that moment. She was refusing to give him the person's apartment number so he could address the tenant. And he had to basically be very stern with her and ask her for the apartment number. And reluctantly, she gave it to him. I'm like, okay, Lord, this person, so she was protecting you know, and allowing this tenant, other tenants to do what they do, to do what they were doing. And that's why there was no resolve. Amen. And so when you have people who look for people in these positions who are participants or who allow it, it will continue. And so I thank God that I knew who to call, amen, outside of that demonic crap, amen, who responded, you know. And I thank God for the police doing their job. And so where I live, it's really a community where, you know, I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor, you know. And I tell you, it wasn't just me. I'm not going to just take credit for that happening. It was also people like me who are aged, you know, who are in their golden years, amen. I'm in a place where I'm enjoying the fruit of my labor, amen. I raise my kids. I have grandkids, amen. I'm in a nice neighborhood where I can enjoy the environment here in the neighborhood. And I'm not going to sit back and allow that to be spoiled over some bull crap and mess, amen. And I tell you, the thing that the Lord has shared with me was that we need to begin, and I'm going to continue to pray for these owners, amen, because a lot of these owners and a lot of, you know, the supervisors and the business owners of these companies, if these employees or those who are managers, those who are hired to manage these places are given the responsibility to govern correctly and they're not doing that, you need to have the courage to reach beyond that, amen. And file complaints, and even and talk to your alderman, and really ask the Lord to show you who to talk to, because people look for people who are in those positions, amen, who are either a part of it or they can be compromised or bribed or whatever, you know. And I'm like, wow, God, she was allowing it to happen, you know, and it continued even with somewhat through this new management that's here. And I had to call the police on another tenant. I'm like, over and over again, I'm like, what is going on here? And I knew from the last incident with the other person what was happening. So he really wants me to encourage you on today that change is coming, change is happening, and it's happening from the top, amen. And the Lord needs you to be strong, be bold. He needs you to take action. He needs you to respond and stay in the spirit, stay above the fray, because a lot of this stuff is just petty. It's a Beelzebub. It's meant to agitate you, and it's tactical. Because, again, it has no life, amen? And it's really sad when it happens where you live at, because this is where you have communities and children, amen? And the most important thing that I realized that it wasn't just happening to everybody. You know, these people who operate out of this crap and mess, which, again, like I said, is really demonic, target certain people, amen? And and so I realized, okay, this is not happening to everybody. This is people targeting certain people for whatever reason. And so this is the thing that the Lord is saying right now, that he said that the new civilization is going to come forth right where you live, right where you work, amen? And what he was showing me, he said, that's really how your promotion is going to happen, amen? He said, sit down here on my right hand while I make your enemies your footstool, amen? So, you know, it's important that you fight the good fight of faith, amen, and know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God in putting down strongholds, amen. And the thing that I began to see, and what I was seeing, I'm like, okay, these people who are in these positions, again, who make covenants with these people or a part of it, could even be a victim, amen, because, again, these people prey on, look for people who they can compromise and corrupt, amen. And if the person is in rebellion, that's how a lot of this stuff operates, by rebellion, or just being naive. And so the thing that he was saying to me is that he's going to begin to deal with people who even bring their religion to work, or who's operating out of their spiritual practices where they work. Because that's really no place for it, amen. I don't care if you're saved, even if you got the Lord in your life. The person has a right to do their job without you trying to impose the Lord upon them, amen. If the Lord is giving you a witness for somebody, he'll show you how to witness to them, amen. He said he that witness souls is what? Wise, amen. And so the thing that he was showing me is that these people know how to do their job to keep their paycheck going. Trust me. And a lot of these owners and a lot of these corporate managers, when they get these complaints from people like you and from these employees, they're scratching their head like, why can this be? Because it doesn't appear that this person is doing this and doing that. But it's happening, amen? And it's happening in such a way that it's something that's spiritual that has to be discerned, amen? And the thing is, and the thing that I know, is that the devil don't do anything without it manifesting. Amen. So whatever the devil does or whatever a person is doing, if it's contrary, it's against the law, it has to manifest in some way. Amen. And so we, as believers, as citizens, amen, as a person who's enjoying the fruits of my labor at this time in my life, I'm not putting up with no crap and mess. I don't have to, especially where I live. Amen. And that's why he was saying that we have to bind a strong man and strong one and spoil our goods because he wants to spoil our resting place, amen? And in no other place we should have peace is where we live, where we lay our head, amen? And so he was saying that he's going to expose the facade because the facade is having the appearance on the surface that everything's well and fine. But beneath the surface, as I said before, is where the enemies operate, amen? And you have to have the spiritual to discern this stuff, amen? Somebody sweeping the floor and mopping the floor, okay, that's what it looked like. But really what's happening as they sweeping and mopping the floor, they're releasing stuff and dropping stuff by way of spoken curses and whispers. You know what I'm saying? She or he is standing right there. Appear to be waiting on the bus or the elevator or whatever, but really what they're doing is, you know what I'm saying? So this stuff, God has to spiritually roll your eyes back, you know, because the enemy, again, thinks he's so sophisticated and his imps think they're so sophisticated, and they're not. They're not. And that's why I read Isaiah the 9th chapter, because the light, the glory that's upon my life, emanating from my life, is not going to allow it. And I'm going to joy before the Lord in my harvest. I'm going to eat my meat, eat my fruit, and I'm going to enjoy the meal the Lord has prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. And he's going to continue to make my cup run it over. Amen. So I'm praying that the Lord will reveal to you and expose anything that's operating where you work. Amen. I'm decreeing, declaring the peace of God, the manifold wisdom of God. He will quicken you according to his spirit, and he will open your eyes that you see what's happening, who the devil is working through. Even that person that's talking to you could be doing something totally different. Amen. Because people nowadays, again, are operating out a lot of crazy stuff. And again, like I often say, to each his own. You believe what you want to believe, amen? Because whatever you believe, it's supposed to benefit you. And whatever you're preaching and teaching and living in by is not benefiting you, or well, you're not going to hinder and stop me from being in peace and enjoying my life. It's not happening, and that's what's happening, you know. So the Lord said that you have to be careful of those again, they say, Lord, Lord, amen. And as the Lord said, the way of peace they've known not. The way of peace they've known not. And I pray, and I'm decreeing, I'm declaring that those who are in these positions, that God has given you a position and given you a job, that these people operate from their positions in integrity, amen, and just simply follow the rules and regulations that is stipulated when you got hired. Amen. That protects you and protects other people. Amen. And those that you service. Amen. And he's dealing with this thing, and God, and I'm expecting some manifestation on this week. Amen. And I'm praying for these owners who own these businesses and own these properties, that God will begin to show them what's really going on. Because a lot of them, they're getting all these complaints, but they can't pinpoint what's happening. But God said, I put you here. I said, I'll put my people, I'll brought kingdom in certain areas and certain regions to do exactly what I'm doing. Amen. And I promise you, I know what I'm doing. Amen. So that's what he was saying. And I'm praying for the owners of this building now. And God said there's more of a change of regards and more of a work he's going to do. And I'm decreeing that some things are going to move. Because when people don't operate out of their giftings or their calling in their office, properly, you don't deserve to have a job. You don't deserve to live in nice places if you can't abide and respect other people. Amen. And so this stuff erodes families. Again, it erodes and brings division, and it's unnecessary. Amen. People have a right to believe what they want to believe, and if you're practicing whatever you're practicing, it should only affect you. Amen. Even if it's witchcraft or whatever. Amen. But he was saying that before this broadcast closed, I want to touch on the spirit of rebellion, because people bring stuff to the workplace with them. Amen. And again, my life is not a topic of conversation. It's not a gossip piece. Amen. I live a very peaceful life. Anybody that lives among me know that I mind my business. I know how to mind my business. Amen. And he said rebellion works from witchcraft, which is practiced by witches and warlocks. Amen. Witches practice witchcraft, and they practice out of rebellion, because they're in rebellion against God. And again, witchcraft is, again, I'm going to fix you. It's work out of anger. Amen. It's trying to change the environment, the atmosphere, to be what you want it to be, and it works against the natural law, and it works against people's will, free will, amen. And not to mention just witches, but warlocks, because warlocks are those male spirits and entities that make war with you and try to lock you in, to try to cage you in, amen. So again, I'm praising and thanking God for Isaiah 9 today. I declare it over your life today, over your week today, amen, that you will rejoice, amen, in the joy of your harvest that's manifesting right now by way of the word of the Lord, amen, by way of the seed of the word of God, hallelujah. I decree and declare that every yoke shall be broken, amen. I decree and declare that his rod and his staff shall comfort you, amen, and keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lise Marie, on Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch. Much peace and blessings to you. I pray you enjoy the rest of your week, your afternoon, your evening. I will be with you on this week with more of the fall harvest. Amen. And I'm going to teach from customs. I brought you some rituals, and I still have some things in my notebook, Lisa Marie's notebook, that I want to release on my Facebook page, because there's still some things I have in my notes from rituals. But I'm going to start this week with customs, and I have a lot to share about customs. The Lord gave me some awesome things about customs, and just continue to praise the Lord and thank him for the day that he's made. Amen. I bid you peace where you live. I pray that your work week will go great. I decree and declare elevation, promotions. Amen. Glory be to God. I decree and declare that what the devil meant for evil, God is turning it. Turn it right now for your good, because you already have the victory, because greater that he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. And because he has gone before you. Amen. To make the crooked way straight and the rough edges smooth. Amen. I love you. Peace and blessings. Take care.